Hey there, today is Wednesday, March 9th, 2022. I am Kathleen Smith, indie author and blogger, and you are listening to Kathleen's Corner. And this is where I get to tell you a little bit about the places that I've been, the things that I've done, the fears that I've faced, the new foods that I have tried, and whatever is on my mind. So, today, what is on my mind? Well, it's about where I went Friday night. So my husband and I, we went to a Mexican restaurant in Clifton Park, New York, Friday night. I've got to say, I don't love all Mexican food, but there's one particular thing that I love, chimichangas. And we used to love going to Garcia's in the Latham, New York. However, they closed down many years ago. And that was very, very sad because I absolutely loved their chimichangas. So now wherever we go someplace, if we spot a Mexican restaurant, we decide to go and we check it out. And well, since we moved, we have been to Clifton Park a couple of times and just, you know, to shop and stuff like that. And every single time we go, I notice this restaurant called La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant. And I always say to my husband, we should try that sometime. We should try that sometime. Well, Friday night, we finally went and we tried it. And I have got to tell you, it was delicious. And when I say it was delicious, I mean it was delicious. I would have to say that was one of the best Mexican restaurants I have been to in a while. Yay! I did order the chimichangas. I had it with shredded chicken, like I always do, and it was delicious. The sauce stuff that they put on it, along with the cheesy sauce, I made sure for the sauce to get put on the side because I didn't know if it was going to be spicy or not, and I don't like spicy foods. Cannot eat spicy foods. So they put that on the side, and I did try it once, didn't like it, because of the spice. But the cheesy sauce that was on it and just all of it, it seriously was delicious. Now, my only complaint, I think, is I wish there had been melted cheddar cheese on top of it or Mexican cheese or something like that, like some restaurants do. But that's okay. Not a big deal. It was still delicious. They put Spanish or Mexican rice with it. That was probably the best Mexican rice I have had with my chimichangas and well. I mean, the entire plate was good, and they give you way more food than what you could eat. Correction, they give you way more food than I can eat. But I did my absolute best to eat as much as I could, and yeah, like I said, that chimichanga with a shredded chicken at La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant in Clifton Park, New York, yes, I am trying my best to plug them, was really good. And all I could say is, if you live in Clifton Park, New York, if you live in Saratoga, New York, if you live in Wilton, New York, I don't know where else, how far of a drive you want to do. But if you live in Clifton Park, New York, that restaurant is worth going to. If you live in Saratoga, New York, which isn't too far away from Clifton Park, it's worth the drive. You know what? I think that place is worth maybe a half an hour's worth of a drive. I know. The gas prices are seriously high. I know that. They're like $4.49 where I live right now, possibly higher. I have not been to a gas station as of yet today, so who knows? It might be up to $5. I sure hope not. I pray not. But if you're really hungry and you want good Mexican, I would say put the gas in the car. I know it's a lot of money. And do that drive. If it's a half an hour, do it. I don't think you're going to be sorry that you did it. If you live in Clifton Park, it's not that far of a drive. You might even be able to walk it. Who knows? And then you can walk it off. Oh, by the way, they also have good fried ice cream, which I have not had in years because every time we go to a Mexican restaurant and we ask for fried ice cream, they're out of it, or I'm way too full to even think about it. So there you go. But it was really good. I would highly recommend La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant in Clifton Park, New York. Like I said, though, it depends on the gas that you want to use up in your car, how far you want to drive and all that stuff. You may not want to drive. I don't think they do delivery, although that would be really nice if they did. I don't know. I do know that you could pick it up, though. You know, you could order it online or you could call it in and you could pick it up and eat it in your car if you want to, or take it home. You know, if you live in Clifton Park and you're not too far from all those shops and you don't want to go into the restaurant, you could order it online and pick it up and take it home to eat. But I will say the restaurant inside is really nice, and Friday night they were packed. So I was really happy to see that, especially after 2 years of all the nonsense with COVID. It was great to see a restaurant packed. People were having fun. They were laughing. They were smiling. They were talking. And it was just all around nice. And like I said, the food, my husband liked his food. He got tacos or something, but my shredded chicken chimichangas, they were so good. They really were. And again, if you live in Clifton Park, New York, it's worth it to go there one night. If you live in the Saratoga area, it is worth the drive. I think it's a 20-minute drive, but I'm not too sure. And like I said, if you're willing to do a half an hour drive, I do think it's worth a half an hour. Not sure about the hour drive. That would be up to you. I mean, if you live in a place and there's absolutely no Mexican places where you are, you might want to consider it. Or if you are going to go to Saratoga, New York for a weekend getaway, or visit it for a week, like, I don't know, if you're in Buffalo or California or wherever you are in the United States and you plan on visiting Saratoga, New York for a vacation, then I would say do that drive to Clifton Park so you can go to La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant in Clifton Park, New York, and eat at that restaurant. I do recommend the chicken minchangas. I just absolutely love the chimichangas, but you get whatever you want. Yeah, and if you're listening to this podcast and you happen to live somewhere in Europe or somewhere else in the world, and you are planning to visit New York, upstate New York, Saratoga area for the horses or whatever, I would recommend this place as well. You know, just hop in the car and go. If you're renting a car, that is. Okay, I guess that is my podcast today. I just wanted to let you know how much I really enjoyed the shredded chicken chimichangas at the La Fiesta Mexican Restaurant in Clifton Park, New York. Yes, that is my podcast today, because this is the best that I've got for you right now, and I hope it was informative, because it's really all I got right now until I go on my own vacation. And, well, obviously I'm not on my own vacation right now, but when I am able to go, I will have a lot more things to tell you about. So if you just, you know, hang in there and wait patiently, I will have hopefully exciting podcasts for you in the future. So until then, I really do appreciate you listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And if you do like them, that's great. I hope you'd be willing to follow my podcast. If there is a follow button, I actually don't even know if there is a follow button, but I think there is. If you'd like to follow me on Twitter, that would be great, at srkbear. If you would like to follow my business, Bears with Apps, that is also on Twitter, at Bears with Apps. I am on LinkedIn. I do share my stuff there if you would like to follow me there. Facebook. My books are on Facebook. There is Miscarriages, My Story. There is Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate, and Hey You Moments to Remember, which I think maybe my miscarriages book might be my most important book because of the miscarriages. If you'd like to know how I got through 3 miscarriages, you can find out in there. If you'd like to know what it was like for me growing up in Brooklyn and moving to upstate and having to say goodbye to my mom because of cancer, that's some Brooklyn Raised, Living Upstate. You know, if you've lost your mom and not too sure how to deal with that grief, maybe my book could help you. Who knows? I think I say as much as my husband does. If you don't know how to get through your miscarriages, if you're not sure how to get through your miscarriages, then please let me help you through my book, Miscarriages, My Story. Because how I got through it might be how you need to get through it. At least it's worth a try. And then those are my books. So my business is Bears with Apps. It's a whole bunch of apps. They are great for kids right now. There is the Kids Writing Pad Mini, Kids Writing Dash Pad. We've got the cash register. We've got the top of the cash register. We've got Flash Multiple and Flash Ad. If you go to Facebook and you go to Bears with Apps, I actually have one or two videos on there that shows you how the multiple is used, and I think the toddler cash register, so you'll get an idea. And I also posted them on the Bears with Apps, Twitter page, so you can see how it works. Oh, I even put them on LinkedIn, so this way, all of my books and my Bears with App, all of the apps are on my blog, Hey You, KathleenSmith.org. So if you do want more information, the best way to do that is to go to my blog, Hey You, KathleenSmith.org, and all of my books are there. And I share with you on the page for my books what they're about. If you go to the Bears with Apps page, that will tell you what every single app is about. And I really think it's going to help your kids to learn how to write and to remember adding and multiplying in the register is just a lot of fun. I've even heard some people say that they use the register for when they go shopping or when they go to garage sales. I don't know how true that is, but I do remember hearing that a couple of years ago. Anyway, all that can be found at KathleenSmith.org or BearsWithApps.com. So, yeah, and I hope you enjoy it. If there's any problems, please let us know, and we're going to do our best to fix it for you. I am hoping by the end of today or tomorrow that the cash register will have a different look, and it's going to be a whole lot of fun. It's just going to, in my opinion, it's going to be really cool to look at. So, there. I think that's it. I really do appreciate you listening to my podcast, wherever you are in this world. I hope it's informative. And if you do live in Clifton Park, New York, I hope that you'll go check out this La Fiesta Mexican restaurant. And I hope you enjoy the food there. If you live nearby, I hope you're willing to get in your car and go check it out as well. And I do want to thank you so very much for listening to my podcast, Kathleen's Corner. And until the next time, wherever you are in this world, I hope you have a good morning, a good afternoon, or a good night. And until the next time, thank you and bye-bye.